Аудиозапись номер 68 к упражнению 3. Listen to the text and to the tasks in your textbook.
Young People's Movements and Organizations. The term Young People's Movement is so wide that it includes all kinds of young people's associations, from punk rockers, hippies and goths, to the Young Conservatives in Britain and Komsomol in Soviet Russia. The world's first voluntary youth organization was the Boys' Brigade, founded in Glasgow, Scotland, in 1883 by William Alexander Smith. His idea was to give the boys religious education and teach them to be disciplined and well-mannered. In England, Major General Robert Baden-Powell founded the Boy Scouts movement in 1908. Like the Boys' Brigade, the Scout movement has become popular in the world. A sister organization to the Scouts, the Girl Guide Association, founded in 1910, also has a lot of members in different countries. These organizations train boys and girls in various useful skills, such as lighting a fire, cooking, fishing, and help children to develop their character. Very often, young people's movements are political in nature. In the 1930s, there existed fascist organizations for young people in Mussolini's Italy and Hitler's Germany. In Britain, before the Second World War, some young people joined the Black Shirts, who were members of a fascist organization and wore black shirts. Soviet Russia had young communist groups, Oktoberists, Pioneers and Komsomol. They were founded to give young people political education and teach them patriotism. The second half of the 20th century saw a number of youth cults and cultures, such as the rockers, associated with motorcycles, rock and roll music and clothes made of leather. The hippies of the late 1960s experimented with drugs, lived in communities, grew their hair long and were interested in radical politics. The goths followed a fashion of the late 1980s and early 1990s for white faces and black and purple clothes. Skinheads are associated with racism. They appeared in the 1960s. Skinheads, mostly boys and young men, shave their hair off or cut it very short. They wear heavy boots and earrings. Skinheads often use violence and terrorize people. Some of the youth cults have survived till nowadays.